The Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 18th year, and we are so excited as CliffCentral.com to be partnering up and having conversations all about the awards. If you want to tune in and find out more, you can do so on www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another episode of the show. And as you know, the excitement is so rife. Everybody has one thing on their lips, and it is the Sunday Times Gen Next event. It is happening on the 15th of September. We are all so excited. And this event obviously is in partnership with Yellowwood. And now it is in its 18th year. Now, 18 years is a hell of a long time. Like, first and foremost, let's put some respects on that. And they've really done well. This is the annual Youth Brand Preference and Consumer Behavior event. So it's going to be crazy. And this year, the renowned Interactive Showcase is taking place once again. I mean, the last time we had a live event was 2019. COVID came through, took the fun away from us, but now we are back and I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones. It's just going to be insane. And the nice thing is that this is where brands get a chance to engage face to face with the youth aged 8 to 24. So if you're listening for the first time and you're wondering how you can participate, you can do this by registering at www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. And my name is Lebang Khosana, and I'm really excited because I'm not alone in studio today. I'm with someone extremely important, very, very important. And he looks so cool. Oh my word. Jean to jean, head to toe. And this guy drives a Mercedes. You know how I feel about Mercedes. I love me some Mercedes. I'm chilling with Mr. Miles Banner. He is the General Manager of Brand Communications at Mercedes-Benz. Miles, welcome to the show. Thank you for making the time to be here.
Thank you so much. And what a wonderful introduction.
Of course. Anything for the Jean to Jean, man. This is something, there's something so retro about it. And you know what the nice thing about Jean to Jean is? It's timeless. Mm. Just like Mercedes-Benz and just like the youth. So first and foremost, why is this partnership so important to you guys?
I think the question is, why shouldn't it be? Mm. The brand is a rich heritage, over 130 years. Mm. We've come through such a long way. And for many, many, many of those years, we were seen as an old man's car. Mm. And in very recent times, probably in the last 10 years, the shape and the demand of this brand has just elevated. And that's testament to many things coming together. First and foremost, our design philosophy has significantly changed.
Yes.
We take our aspiration from various different things as we did very differently in the past. Mm. The connectivity of technology coming together with the automobile is seamless at this point in time, and it continues to grow.
Yeah.
And this is why it's so important for us to remain and maintain this aspiration, a brand that you want to be part of and associated to. Mm. And at the end of the day, when you're around that braai on the weekend, it's the coolest brand that's been talked about, and Merck has enjoyed it for many years.
I won't lie to you. You know, growing up, Miles, I really did see Merck as like, oh, my dad drives that. Oh, my. Now I'm like, I want to drive that so badly. These kids want to drive it so badly. And you guys have just successfully and swiftly just remained relevant and almost like in a cool way that's not like invasive and like in your face, but like also very organic. I don't know how you guys have pulled that off, but I like it. I like it. Miles, how important is youth marketing to Mercedes-Benz?
I mean, it's exceptionally important for us. We want to maintain and grow our audiences.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that is to stretch ourselves. We want to speak to younger audiences, and we want to be relevant to them. Mm. We want to be authentic. Mm. We know that the youth... what you see is what you get. They are proud of who they are, right? Their journey is only beginning.
Yeah.
And I see so much confidence that comes from them. Mm. And me, as in my early 40s here, I look at some of the teens, and when I am at a get-together with my niece and nephews and their friends, there's such an elevated level of consciousness. Mm. There are things that they stand for. And they want to associate themselves with brands that have the same values.
For sure, for sure. No, they know what they want. They really know who they are. And it's like, how did you guys figure this out so young? I mean, you're at the beginning of your journey, but already you're just like boom, doing so much. And like, I kind of like low-key envy them, because like my generation, like we knew who we were, but we just kind of like, you know, like let other people stand in the front. They are the ones at the front. They are like leading the pack. And I love that about the youth. Miles, how do you guys strategize when it comes to youth marketing? Like what would you say is Mercedes-Benz's like X factor within the strategy, without giving us, you know, too much? Yeah.
I think relevance. Relevance is possibly the most important, if you want to call it, sentiment, word that we scrutinize in every strategy that we do.
Yeah.
Especially if we're looking at targeting the youth and a younger age group.
Mm.
We want to not do things because it's cool to do things. Sometimes we do things that are not cool, but is relevant.
Mm, mm.
So the relevance is the big topic. The other one is being connected and being consistent, right? We call it always on.
Yeah.
You have to be found all the time, not sometime.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to be it's hard work to be continuously in the face of the customer you're trying to target or the audience you're trying to target.
Mm.
So we have to integrate ourselves into lifestyle. They say we don't sell, we tell.
Mm.
Because you can't sell anything, I don't think, anymore, right? Whether you're the youth or whether you whoever else, it's hard to sell something to someone. So we're storytellers now.
Oof! Mouse!
Yeah.
Yes!
We are storytellers, and we've done many pieces of content and campaigns that spoke everything but product.
Mm.
Even the logo came up for 3 seconds and went away. There was no Enboard logo. And the reason for that is that we don't want to try too hard. We want to integrate into your awareness almost subliminally. It's not necessary at this point in time for us to be big and bold and in your face. Not to say that we're not like that, but there are strategies where we are very intentional about being more subliminal.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So, Miles, Mercedes-Benz have placed first under the coolest motor vehicle category for many, many years now. How are you guys keeping this top rank? I mean, this is a big deal. You guys stay being number one. Like, how are you guys pulling this off?
I think it's an evolution of the brand. The brand has become cooler at face value.
Facts.
Right? At face value, the car looks good. The product has to look good.
For sure.
It's like when I fell in love with my girlfriend, who was my wife. I first fell in love with what she looked like. I had no idea what she's about. Here we have now the space of the internet, right? So when anyone's looking for or is exposed to our brand, they get a visual representation, and then they get a mindful understanding of what we're about. And I'm hoping to bring a more spiritual experience in the future, because it's more about the upliftment of an individual who is dreaming about owning a Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
As opposed to all the crap you hear around it. There's just too much nonsense.
Fluff. Noise.
Disruption. And the biggest challenge is to break through that. And I think when you speak truth and you speak authentically to someone and to that audience, I think it's easier for us to then make contact in a way that's a lot more. It enchants the heart, right?
Yes.
That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
And the brand can do that.
Yeah.
Because it's so rich in heritage. Because it's proven itself. And then we diversify as well. You got Formula One that's putting us on the map every day. We got Lewis Hamilton, aspirational. Such a lacquer dude, you know. Why would I not want to have those values? Would I not? And the brand is associated to that. And all of a sudden I'm growing a fondness to the brand. We also play big in the esports arena, right?
So
all these events and activities and sponsorships that we do speak to that cool factor. Pride is a big topic for us. Pride month for us. Gender diversity, acceptance.
Yes,
we were always seen as a brand that's out there and can't be reached, and we want to we over the years we've been so mindful of that. We want to be more approachable. We want to go to the people. I mean, when we first brought in the A class, when it took the shape from that old shape, I don't know if you remember, to a more sportier one, A class, it was a significant change to the design philosophy. We went into the communities.
I can tell.
Into the townships.
I can tell.
We were at the car wash launching the car.
Yes. Not in like a big exhibition building that nobody's allowed into.
We were at Chisenyama. We were we were there. We had the music on. We had a vibe going on. And we were in clubs. And that's how we launched that the new A-Class.
Yeah.
To intentionally show that we are changing.
Yeah. I love that. You guys are now like, we can access you. Right? And anybody can be involved and become a part of this, especially the youth who just want to be a part of all these cool things. I won't lie to you, I'll be honest. Like, when I sat in like the driver's seat of a Mercedes Benz and I just like touched the steering wheel, I had a bit of like a spiritual moment. I was like, this is what I've been wanting to do my whole life, but I didn't know it until I sat in that seat. It just felt like I'd arrived at a place where I deserved to be. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm like, yeah, totally, that's exactly what it felt like. Miles, I mean, marketing to the youth, it sounds like it's something that's cool to do, easy to do, but there must be some sort of limitations that you guys are faced with, or at least, you know, like a bit of like a hump or a hiccup here or there. What are some of the things that you've identified as like a bit of a challenge when it comes to marketing to the youth?
I mean, it's no secret that more and more brands are moving towards a centralization model of content so that it's easier to manage. Cost saving, you can measure it consistently and not market by market. So one of the challenge we do have is that from our HQ in Germany, content is being centralized more and more. How we've actually kind of and what is sacrificed at many times is relevance. Right? When you're creating content centrally and you've got so many markets that needs to use this content, it loses relevance. 100%. It has to.
It gets diluted.
It gets diluted. And again, the most important thing for us is relevance. But lucky for South Africa, and we've actually been awarded by our parent company, Mercedes-Benz, to create content locally for region overseas. So we are creating content for over 20, 30 markets here in South Africa using local talent.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we are influencing from here. So we've managed to find a way around it, luckily, because being relevant in a way that, you know, the machine is a machine and it's churning out content and you can never have enough content.
For sure.
I mean, the amount of information that is consumed daily, it's ridiculous, right?
There's a lot out
there. And it's expensive.
Yeah.
And so the centralization model works. The only thing that you have to make sure is you got to be relevant in that way. So I would say maybe that's one of the stumbling blocks that not only Merck's facing, but all brands are facing.
For sure.
And if you're not selling products that are complicated. Like a car is a pretty complicated thing to sell because you gotta, it's a such a big purchase. Then you have to be extremely clear of your value add.
For sure.
Outside of just the brand benefit of association.
For sure.
Right? And we're doing that successfully because now you can even purchase your Mercedes-Benz online. We are selling cars online. Absolutely.
Whoa.
From start to finish.
Hectic.
Absolutely.
So will you guys just deliver the vehicle to my crib?
Absolutely.
What?
We just deliver it to you.
Yeah. Wow.
So we're getting more and more customers because they have information and the right information at hand. They can't be buying cars if they didn't have the right information.
Of course.
And obviously they're buying a reputable brand.
It's a credible source as well, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen this model kind of take off now in the last year and a half.
Awesome.
Absolutely, wonderful.
That's dope. Okay, well, Miles, before you go, we're obviously here because we know that on the 15th of September, the Sunday Times Gen Next are hosting a very, very anticipated interactive showcase. What can the youth look forward to at the Mercedes-Benz stand?
All I'm going to say is next level cool.
That's all you're giving us?
That's all I'm giving
What?
You. We're going to be there, definitely.
That's it.
That's it. Next
now
level
I,
cool.
Now I know I have to be there. Oh, my word. You heard it yourselves. Next level cool. That's the only information that Miles is giving us today. But if you are going to be at the awards, you have to go to the Mercedes-Benz stand. I feel like it's going to be popping there, hey? That's going to be the VIP. Don't tell them I told you. Miles, thank you so much for being with us today. This was very, very nice. Good to hear more about the brand and to hear the kind of things that you guys are getting up to. It's always nice to know that we're making the right choices as consumers as well. That was Miles Abana, the General Manager of Brand Communications at Mercedes-Benz. And next week, on the 15th of September at 6 p.m., we will be at the Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood. I hope to see you there. If you've listened to this interview and you want to buy yourself a Mercedes-Benz, well, thank you, because that's the right thing to do. And you better tell us once you get it so we can also jump into the passenger seat and ride in your brand new whip. We'll see you all at the awards show. Thank you so much. Bye.